So, religion without God is our theme for the next 4 weeks. And I'd like to do something a little bit experimental with this. Only a tiny little bit experimental, you don't need to worry that much. Which is to do some follow-up. One of the things I've noticed over the years teaching at different Buddhist centres is it's great to come along to an evening like this and you can get sometimes inspired or engaged. And then during the week, it kind of all sort of floats away into the ether somewhere. Certainly happens to me. I work in online communities. That's one of the things I do, particularly with Buddhist ones. And we've got this groovy new website, thebuddhistcentre.com/Portsmouth. We'll send you some details about this. And what I propose to do is, we've created a space there, a kind of community space. And we'll send out an email tomorrow. So if you haven't put your name on the email list, please do. And what we're going to do is we'll send you an email with very, very simple instructions for how to sign up for our website. And what I'm going to do is very light background stuff. So I'm going to post a recording of the talks each week, the day afterwards. And I'll post some of the notes for them as well, so quotes and things like that from the talk, so that you can see in your own time the references. And actually, I'll check into the site every day. So if you've got any questions or points you want to make, it's also a space where you can post your own things. So if something sparks you off and you want to post a video or a link to sound recording that you've heard of the Dharma, or write a quotation or whatever it is, there's a space where you can do that. And hopefully over the next 4 weeks, we'll build up a little kind of community resource around this area and see what discussion comes up, so that it's not just limited to what goes on in the next 50 minutes. Religion without God's a big subject. It needs more than 50 minutes. So we'll send an email tomorrow, and if you've got even, you know, just 10 minutes, 20 minutes during the week, do check in and follow up on some of this stuff. So I wanted to give a series on religion without God for lots of reasons. One of the main reasons is that I grew up in a very strong Catholic community in the west of Scotland. Italian Scottish community. Double Catholic whammy. In a very close-knit Catholic community as well, with some real strengths about it, actually, as a close-knit community. And it's something that's quite close to my heart, is the interface between religions. I've got many friends who are still in that world. I've got many members of my very large Catholic Italian family who are still in that world. I've got priests, Jesuit priests who taught me at school, who I'm still good friends with and meet up with. And Buddhism, I think, has something quite radical to offer. And one of the key radical things that it has to offer is that there is no God. Atheism at the moment is quite a big subject in the world. There's an increasing profile for some quite prominent, even famous atheists, people like Christopher Hitchens, who just died recently, and Richard Dawkins, and Alain de Botton, who's a sort of British writer and philosopher. But the Buddhist tradition of atheism is one that isn't really much talked about. And it's probably the oldest religious tradition of atheism that we have.